You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. CITR Access Day is on the third Thursday of May. Join us for the afternoon of inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. Email volunteer at citr.ca for more information.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert, Jonathan Q, what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. It's also, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys,
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9. FM broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here on the Vancouver campus of UBC. The host is A Face for Radio, or the show is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Derek Coates. I am joined by a special guest, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me today, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. Let's start off. Why are you here?
Well, specifically in this moment, because you've been generous enough to have me sit on your show, but with the goal of hosting my own show. So hopefully, I'm not sure how long it's going to take, but probably in a few weeks, I'm hoping I'm going to have my own show here at CITR.
That's great. And what kind of show do you have in mind?
Yeah, I want to do a long form talk show. I'm not sure if it'll be 30 minutes or maybe a 60 minute slot, but I'm a big fan of podcasts and radio shows which get to do the long form interview, not just the 5 minute soundbite interview.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to having that opportunity to do that on the air.
And any topics in particular that you want to address in it, or are you looking
to... I'm not sure, because for me, I come from the arts, so my assumption would be that I would interview people that are in the arts.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that I want it to be limited to that, so that's always an option, because I know lots of people that work in the arts, but I don't know, I think I want to cast a wide net and maybe talk to people about all sorts of things, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And my show, I like to play all different types of music, so...
Yeah.
I hope people enjoy it. Hopefully people will enjoy you talking to all different sorts of people. I would enjoy that.
How will we know? From your experience, obviously that's the funny thing about radio, is that you don't really know who's listening, but there's also the element of your show gets put up on the website too, right?
Yeah.
So, do people get feedback on their shows? How do you know? How do you know who's listening?
I don't know.
It's kind of mysterious, right?
Every once in a while, someone tells me that they're listening. Sometimes people call in.
Right.
Every once in a while, you get mail. Okay. I recently got mail that I thought was pretty funny.
Okay, tell me.
It was this... So I go, I look at the mailbox. No one ever really sends me mail. So I see, and there's a CD by this band called something like... I always saw Lovebird or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And I see it, and I was like, oh, cool. They sent me a CD. They like the show. They think I'm going to be on. I start reading, and they're like, hey, Eric, thank you for supporting I Was a Lovebird or whatever the band's name is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for supporting us throughout with our last release. It was great to have you play us on the show. And I was like, what? I have no idea who this band is. They're like, hopefully you can play this again. And I was just like, oh, that's really weird. Like, maybe they got confused.
Like a different Eric, maybe?
Yeah. Or what? I was like, I don't know. And then I go and I look the next day, and it's just every single
nice
box, every single show got one with, yeah, a, with a little change.
That's hilarious. I can, it's like, as you're telling me that story, I'm wondering like what it could have been. And I remember from my own experience being an indie musician, for sure, like you're trying to get your music out there and you're like, well, we could send it to one guy, let's just send it to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So literally every slot had the mailing.
I don't know if it was every slot, but like a lot of the slots had the mail. Yeah, it was like Jeff Buckley's new CD.
Okay.
The posthumous release is in like every single one because the station got like 20 copies,
okay,
of Jeff Buckley's CD.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Regardless of how many shows, like that would actually fit their, yeah, their mandate.
So it was just like we didn't know what to do. I think Andy and the music, yeah, department didn't know what to do with them. So
it's interesting that people still send CDs. Like I'm sure it has a place. But like, and I had that experience in the past sending out mailers and stuff. But you know, in 2016, I wonder if that's the most efficient way to get your music out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how other stations do it, but only, I think only last year, maybe the year before, we started accepting digital submissions. Before then, we didn't accept them
at all. So it's relatively recent.
Yeah, so I don't know what it's like for other stations about getting music added digitally. Yeah. But most of them, I think, still like to... Most, especially like I think record labels, especially Canadian labels,
yeah,
like to send out the physical copy. Mm-hmm. I prefer it.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like the experience of receiving something is maybe more deliberate than just like constant texting and emailing and everything else you do digitally.
Yeah, that being said, obviously it's way less expensive and more accessible for, you know, up and coming bands to, yeah, send it. To send just like, hey, here's my Bandcamp page.
Yeah.
Or like, here's a Dropbox folder with my songs.
Yeah.
You know, like, can you please add it to the playlist?
Yeah. And there's... you also wonder how many of those CDs end up at the bottom of the ocean, never, yeah, having been played.
Yeah, that's true. Just right? The giant, like, trash,
yeah,
country in the Pacific Ocean is like 50% CDs.
Yeah, exactly. CDs that were never played on college radio.
Yeah.
I hosted a radio show actually like 15 years ago when I went to UVic. And at the time, the website for like connecting with musicians was called mp3.com. This is like before, okay, MySpace, before everything. And because I had a show and I wanted to go through the motions of, like you're just saying, like receiving stuff and hopefully conducting interviews, when people would send me their press packs, it would be like a big manila envelope,
yeah,
like jammed with like so much paper, promo shots, like,
yeah,
so much stuff. And the truth is, it's just like you realize that they're sending these things out to so many people.
Yeah.
And the like return on that is just, you question like,
yeah, so small.
It's so small.
Yeah.
So it's obviously, it's, if you get on radio, college radio, it's good if it can be purposeful. But it's just, the world's changed so much, I guess, is what we're talking about in terms of how, yeah, people try to connect.
Yes, yeah, I remember when I first did reviews and stuff here for the music department. They sent the promo shots are probably the funniest part.
Yeah.
And the little write-ups. And when they compare themselves, I saw somebody posted on Facebook talking about when bands compare themselves to like completely different groups. It's just like, yeah, you know, like we sound, it's like got a little bit of Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
And like Gordon Lightfoot with like Billie Holiday vocals and like, you know, sick like Tupac influence, and it's just like, what? There's so many of those that they said that, and it's just a picture of like four dudes trying to look cool.
Yeah, it's such, become such a cliche. Like, it makes sense that you try to give people some orientation for like, if you like this, it's like this, but it becomes so cliche in and of itself, it kind of becomes useless. A friend of mine, like, he has sort of a twisted sense of humor, got to the point where when he described his music, he'd be like, it's kind of like, you know, the movie Perfect Storm with Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney. Think of that mixed with like Back to the Future 2, but not at all. Like, it just makes no sense whatsoever. But you can see people like, okay.
Better explanation.
Yeah, at least it's kind of a vivid,
yeah, exactly,
description.
All right, well, let's get started then with some songs. This is a Welsh artist called H Hawkline, who has a little bit of the Beatles, but with like Back to the Future 2.
Two specifically. Cool. Yeah.
No, I saw Kate Le Bon last week, who is also a Welsh artist, and H. Hawkline plays guitar in her band, and he also has his own solo stuff. So we're gonna play that. And it just a whole set basically based on the show that I went to.
Cool.
Because it was a good show.
Sounds good.
All right. Enjoy.
To see yourself, that's too bad.
Thank you. Here at CITR 101.9 FM, A Face for Radio. My name's Eric, here with special guest Jeff. Andy Resto, music director, phone extraordinaire, phone user extraordinaire, is here. We're gonna do a quick chat. I'm just gonna update people on what we listened to. We started that set off with the song "It's a Drag" by H. Hawkline, followed by Kate LeBon with the song "I Was Born on the Wrong Day" off her new album Crab Day, and then Richard Hell with the song "Time" off of his second album Destiny Street. I played the Richard Hell song because Kate LeBon, instead of playing Encore, just played one of his songs, and I asked her after the show, or my girlfriend asked her after the show what song she played, because we didn't know it, and she said it was a Richard Hell song, and I was like, oh, is it off the first album, which is the only album I knew, and she said that was off the second album, thus proving her cool credentials, and...
if there was any doubt in that moment, you knew.
Andy, hold on.
I'll be back.
It's going to be like 5 seconds. Okay, thank you. All right, now we're just going to get right back into it. We're going to give you some more music. You know, this show is all about spontaneity. It's about love.
It's explosive.
It's about explosions.
Yes.
And in the good way. Okay, this song is called Django's Tiger by a Okanagan-based swing jazz musician. So we're going from the person who, the style, a lot of people argue that the haircut, like the punk haircut look and the style comes from Richard Hell's Blank Generation album cover. It's a style icon for punk, to a guy from the Okanagan who plays music as if it was the 30s. Yeah. All right. Enjoy. Thank you. All right, we are back after a quick swinging intermission here. The show is Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. This is our special guest, Jeff.
I just want to say that I do notice that you're not just referring to me as your guest, but your special guest. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure you know that I've observed that, and I appreciate that. And I don't know if it's a given that you do that for all your guests or if you actually feel there's something special about this, but I feel good about it.
Well, no, it's because, you know, you're getting started, you're getting a show. It feels nice that you came on my show to learn how things work, even though I don't have much of an idea how things work. So it's probably counterintuitive for your learning.
No, it's so good.
But hopefully enjoyable.
The only thing I'm wondering about at this point is how do we put the fax machine on the air? Because we've just talked about how to take phone calls and all that. But yeah. If I can figure out which channel is the fax channel, if somebody wants to fax in, how do I get the sound of a fax machine receiving data and transmit that on air? I don't know if that's an option or not.
That's turntable 2.
Oh, turntable 2. Oh, it is a fax machine. It's just designed to look like
just
a record player.
Nonstop for as long as you're receiving that fax.
And a modem line, too. A modem line circa 1995.
I remember when I was a kid and there would, you know, it was the dial-in or dial-up or whatever, and I would pick up the phone when someone was on the internet unwittingly.
Yeah.
You know, I'd just be like, oh, I want to call someone, and it's just shrieking.
Yeah.
Do you know why it was that angry?
I think it was because they didn't want too many people using the internet yet. You know what I mean? They wanted to discourage people. I think it was sort of like there was an agenda there. But it's interesting because you can really, like, that's an example of something how if you grew up with that, it's a given that you know what that sound is.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you realize, wait a minute, there's probably people of a certain age who are not familiar with that sound.
Yeah, that's very true.
Maybe ironically they are, you know what I mean? Yeah. But they never actually experienced that sound.
Yeah.
And that's such a good example of how you're getting older and you remember your grandparents talking about technology back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you have your own version of that, right?
That's a very good point. Yeah. I don't know. My girlfriend has a younger brother. He's 16. And apparently a thing that the 16-year-olds are doing is taking snapshots of text messages and conversations and sending it to each other.
Like inappropriate conversations they
had?
Yeah,
so it would be like, I don't know, like Frank is talking to Anna and they're like flirting, but like he
Busted.
Said that he had a thing. And then Anna will snapshot that he's flirting with her and then send it to the girl that he like who would... What kind of sick people, all in one friend group, just send each other messages over and over? It's ridiculous.
I have two thoughts. First of all, it is sick. And number two, we should create our own app called Bus Chat. Bus Chat. Well, we know that it's a thing.
Yeah.
Let's make money off of it.
Yeah, that's
I'm getting
a good
to
idea.
The point where it's like, I can't stop these kids from what they're doing, but how can I make money off it?
Yeah.
Bus Chat.
If you're busted. If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, so it's an app that's a dedicated purpose is you take a picture, you bust them.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it goes from there.
That's great. It would just pop up on they get like a little push notification saying like, busted. And then it'd be like on, I don't know if you remember this, on like MSN chat when you could.
Messenger.
When you could... I can't remember what it would be. It'd be like you'd hit them a notification or whatever, and like the screen on your computer would shake.
No.
Did you ever get
that? No, I missed that.
There was definitely a thing at one point where you're talking to someone, they won't answer, and you would just click this button, and their computer screen would start shaking and like vibrating.
And that person, if they didn't know about it, would worry that the world was ending.
Well, I guess
so. You're like, this is it. This is how it starts.
Yeah, and it'd just be like, you know, how is your day? Why don't you answer me?
So it forces them to pay attention.
Yeah.
Pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Did you ever use ICQ? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't.
ICQ. For me, that was all about first year. I mean, I'm assuming I'm a fair bit old. I'm 36. I feel like you're in your like mid to late 20s or something.
I'm 22.
22?
Yeah, turning 23.
Why do you know about ICQ then?
Well, I...
Because that's old.
Right.
That's the previous millennium.
I know, because I'm the youngest of my cousins. I'm only child.
Yeah.
But I remember my older cousins, who were 3 or 4 years older than me, were using ICQ in Brazil.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a thing here still, but in Brazil, it was a thing until I was like 7 or 8.
Wow.
That people still use ICQ, and you had these really long numbers.
Yeah, that was your ID. Your ID was just a long, like there weren't even any hyphens.
Yeah.
So there was no intuitive way to like, you know what your number was. It was just really, really sort of clinical experience of a username.
Yeah.
ICQ, that's for me, it was first year university. It was all about, wow, we're like, everybody can, like, you're chatting with people on your dorm floor.
Yeah.
And back home, maybe.
Yeah.
But that was like, you're just like, you've just done Frosh Week. And now that's how you're all connected, is ICQ. It's this crazy new thing. And then I think this was like 98. Within a year or two, MSN Messenger just obliterated it. It was all about Messenger for at least like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And then there's Facebook and a million other things that sort of exploded.
Yeah.
But it was all about ICQ circa 98, 99 on campus.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so, I honestly had not thought about ICQ. And the sound was,
uh-oh.
It was higher though.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Maybe even a bit higher. I haven't warmed up my voice.
Okay, I just remembered that we forgot to say what songs that we played.
I know, I'm distracting you, man. I'm coming in here. I'm throwing you off your game.
It's okay. My game's never on. We played the song Django's Tiger by Aaron Lewin. I don't know.
Lewin,
maybe?
I don't know. Is it like inside Lewin Davis?
No. It's Lewen.
Yeah, I shouldn't even offer an opinion. I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. The album is called Okanagan Swing. It's pretty cool. This guy, this girl that I know, apparently was roommates with him when they went to McGill, and he would just play swing guitar a lot in his dorm room, and finally put this album out.
It sounded good. I liked it.
Yeah, he's cool. And then reminded me of a band from Halifax called Gypsophilia that plays sort of a swing, a little bit of like klezmer music, and they played a song. I played a song called Insomniac's Dream off of their last album, Night Swimming, and they played here last year at the Jazz Festival. They played it maybe the year before, 2 years ago, and they're always super fun to see live. The lead singer does like handstands and stuff, and they just like they go rowdy and just gets people bumping of all ages.
Put on a show.
Yeah. So if you're around, listeners, I don't know if Gypsophilia will be here for the Jazz Fest, but if they are, you should check them out.
Handstands for all.
Handstands for all. All right, we're gonna play the next set of tunes. A little local set. The first song is by a band called Les Chaussettes, and they the song is called Josiah off of their new album Who Will Read Your Mind. Enjoy.
Josiah, you don't know.
All right, hello, we are back. This is Efface Radio, CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. I am your host, Derek Coates. Got a special guest Jeff here in the studio. Yeah, we're just hanging out, learning how things work. How's it been so far?
Awesome, man. It's great. It's when yesterday when I said, "Hey, is there somebody I could sit in with, like, who knows what they're doing, but like they'll be friendly and they won't resent me for like monopolizing their time." Sarah was like, yes, there is. That's not how she said it, but that was the essence of it. She said, yes, there is. His name is Eric. He's a gentleman, and he's doing a show tomorrow morning. So, yeah, it's been great. For me, it's like part of this process is just like demystifying being in the booth.
Yeah.
And I've totally, you know, had that from this experience for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's not too complicated, and as you've seen here, you have no need to fear about making mistakes.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing this show for over a year now. I did a show before for 6 months. So that's like a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
And I still have, I don't think I've ever had a show that's gone perfectly.
Sure, yeah.
Yet I still have at least like 3 faithful listeners.
So. No, through thick and thin.
Yeah.
For me, I think the main thing I've decided is the whole fax machine thing, I'm just going to forget about. It's too complicated. It's too unconventional.
Yeah.
It's likely to annoy people anyway.
Yeah.
So I think I'll just keep that in my personal life and not bother with doing it on air.
Well, we do have a special day of programming called, I think, 12 Hours of Radio Art.
Okay.
Where it's just radio art, and that would most definitely be an appropriate time for you to bring out the fax machine for like 30
experimental, because it would be experimental art.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it does have artistic merit. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Like there's something there.
Yeah.
Something is the key word. I don't know what it is, but something is there.
Something is there.
Yeah.
All right. So for this last set, we kicked it off with the song Josiah by Les Chaussettes, with off of their album Who Will Read Your Mind. And I think that's a hilarious song because I think the opening line is Josiah, you make me sigh. Great. And then we listened to Supermoon with the closing track off of their double EP called, the track's called Fast Fashion. The EP is called Playland. They are having an EP release show tonight at the Astoria. It starts at around 9. I'm not sure if I'm going to go, but it might be worth it. And then we listened to Yokes with the song Body off their new EP Our Other Songs, which is a much more appropriate tune than the one I played by them last week, which was basically the F word for like 2.5 minutes.
Like just saying it once, but slowly for 2.5 minutes, or many, many times?
No, it was a song for Jean Gameshi, so it just said F you, Jean Gameshi, for like 2.5 minutes. Good tune, though. It's very catchy. All right,
catchy's good.
Yeah, we don't have too much time left. Still got to play some ads and hopefully 2 songs before the real world comes up at 11.
All right.
Jeff, you picked a song.
I did.
Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. Well, we were talking about ICQ circa 1998, and it made me think of this track, which I believe is roughly around that era, maybe mid-90s. It's a band called The Flashing Lights, which is a band out of Halifax, and I believe its main member was in a band called the Super Friends, but I'm not sure about that. But I always liked this band. They kind of had a melodic sensibility that reminded me of the Beach Boys and combined with indie rock of the 90s. And I always liked this song in particular. High school, that's when I was in high school, so it just seems like it all fits in my own mind. Yeah, and it's just a catchy song. I think they had 2 albums. Maybe they did a third, but the 2 albums I remember enjoying, and there's tons of great tracks, but this is the first one that came to mind.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So that is up next. If we have time, we will play the song Olho Mágico, or Magic Eye, by the Brazilian band Umbundo. Thanks for coming on the show,
Jeff.
Yeah,
thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
That's it. Real World is up next. I hope you all are having a nice Thursday. It's been a pleasure. Before we hit to the songs, though, I want to let you know about what's coming up in a couple hours.
CITR Access Day is on Thursday, May 19th, starting at noon until 6 p.m. Join us for the afternoon for inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Listen live at CITR 101.9 FM or streaming online at citr.ca. You can email volunteer at citr.ca for more information.
Every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, where we bring you the Community Living Show. A full hour is produced by the disabled community, showcasing for BC self-advocates, with lots of interesting and fun content, including some interviews from special guests with special needs. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at citr.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR. And I got them too. There isn't anything.
Fui cético até ateu. Tentei ser ético, mas não deu. Discípulo de São Tomé, só mesmo vendo pra botar fé. Eu já fui cético e até ateu. Dei três pulinhos pra São Longuinho me ajudar no que eu procurava. Uma estrada, um caminho. Mas no meio da encruzilhada foi Deus que se mostrou pra mim, sem placa, luz ou imagem, só na flor e no espinho, que sempre estiveram ali, ou num vaso de xaxim, no amor de um buquê mandado, nos cuidados de um jardim. Só vendo pra crer em disco voador, quem acredita vê duende no retrovisor. Só vendo pra crer em disco voador, quem acredita vê duende no retrovisor. O olho mágico enxerga o cosmo no hospital e na flor. O olho cético se fere no espinho e no amor. O olho mágico enxerga o cosmo no hospital e na flor. O olho cético se fere no espinho e no amor.
Chega ao cosmo no hospital.